둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button. That way, you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover some new ones, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, it's Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org. YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Rob Lowe. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking about his new Netflix film, Doggone. It's a movie that that follows a young man and his beloved dog, but they get separated on the Appalachian Trail, and then he and his father, played by Rob Lowe, begin this search to find him before it's too late. I'm reading the log line. That's what I'm doing right there. But of course, we're going to get into much more than just that. We're going to hear about what attracted him to the script, which is based on a true story, by the way, and his love of tearjerkers and what it was like to work with the Daniel Day-Lewis of dog actors. But also, Rob Lowe, you know, he's got his podcast called Literally, and he just recently had Jan Wenner from Rolling Stone magazine on, and was a fascinating conversation. So I want to bring that up, and we're going to nerd out on some music and artists like Simon and Garfunkel and Springsteen, some of his favorites. I can't not bring up The West Wing. The West Wing, as far as I'm concerned, is the greatest television drama of all time. And above and beyond, like far and away beyond everyone else. So I'm going to hit on that. I'm going to ask him, you know, if he certain characters he would like to return to. Maybe Sam Seaborn is one of them. And we'll get an update on 911 Lone Star. That's the fireman drama that he's in currently right now. That's just started its fourth season. And the last thing I'll say before we get into the interview is what a great coincidence of timing that this interview actually turned out to be. Because over the break, the winter break, I had a whole stack of music bios that I planned on reading. And then I was in a bookstore and I just happened to come across Rob Lowe's biography that he put out, his memoirs that he put out in the early 2000s called Stories I Only Tell My Friends. And I found myself thumbing through it and I was like, you know what, I'm going to buy it and take it home thinking I'll eventually read this after I'm done with everything else. And then I couldn't stop. It ended up being the book that, you know, I put everything else on hold, my life on hold, so I could read his book, and it was so good. So just the timing of this interview couldn't have been more perfect. I am so thrilled and honored to be able to talk with him. We're going to get into Doggone, out now on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Rob Lowe.
How are you?
Congratulations on Doggone. What a very touching and beautiful story that you're a part of right here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I guess that's the easy part to start in, right? Why this story? What made you want to be a part to tell the tale of Doggone?
Particularly when I'm also producing a movie, I try to find something that I would want to see myself as an audience. And I love a tearjerker. I love a three hanky, bring your Kleenex type of movie. I love dog movies. And I love movies about father and sons and healing estrangement. And this movie had it all, plus the beauty of the Appalachian Trail. So I was like, I'm in.
I know you're originally from the area. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. And my wife and I were debating the Appalachian, which you all went with, versus the Appalachian, which she tends to go with. That tends to be debates right there. Yeah, I don't know if that was...
I grew up in Ohio, Southern Ohio, so it's within shouting distance, I guess. Mm-hmm. And no, I never heard the phrase Appalachia ever.
Right.
I think it's one of those newfangled pronunciations that's out there. I think.
Yeah, I'm with you because, again, I'm from the area here, too. I mean, you know, Western Kentucky, but still. But it is. So you do have this heartwarming tale. And I want to hit a lot of the points that you were hitting at there, too. But at the base, you know, here we are. The dog has run off and you've got to find it. You know, so you're a dog person, as you mentioned, too. I think you post about this a lot in your socials. You're working with a dog. We've always heard that, like, don't work with animals. But right. But how was your experience with your canine friend?
Listen, this dog was like the Daniel Day-Lewis of dog actors. There were two of them. One that would do the sort of really emotive, energetic work that we needed, and the other that was more calm. And, you know, it's a true story, which is sort of incredible that this dog had this odyssey and gets lost on the Appalachian Trail. And this family, as they try to heal finding the dog, the sort of nation finds out about it through people start talking and somebody writes a little article in the newspaper and that gets picked up. And the next thing you know, it's sort of a national cause. That actually happened is really kind of an amazing story.
I mean, the power of people, especially for a story that something so small. I agree. I think that was the most inspirational part of watching it for me. It's like, I was happy that everything happened within the story, but to actually see people come together like that, like, I don't know. I'm not as grizzled as I thought I would be.
I know. I mean, that's the thing. You might even have watered an eye, I'm thinking. And that's what's cool. It's like, look, I like doing all kinds of genres, you know, and I do all kinds of genres. But there's something satisfying in this genre that you don't get anywhere else. And that is making a grizzled veteran journalist like you maybe shed a tear.
Shed a little tear. I'll say too, it means we got to hear you sing again with Rhinestone Cowboy.
Rhinestone Cowboy. I mean, come on. That's on a loop in my house.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, was that in the story or was that in the script or is that something that did you pick that one? Was there a reason?
I did not. And I was happy to see it because I'm a huge fan of that song. That is, again, based on a true story that is in the book. And that is what the family did. It was super fun to butcher Glenn Campbell's classic.
Yeah, I will argue with that there too, because the only other time I've heard you sing and you talk, I've got your book. I was reading your book over the holiday
great.
And you talk about the Oscars and Proud Mary. And I had to go back and watch that too. And it's not the disaster you painted out to be when you sing, Rob. I just want to tell you that a little bit of compliments there. You've got a nice huskiness to your singing voice. It's nice.
Well, thank you. And as you read, you know, I walked backstage and ran into Lucille Ball and she liked it. I mean, look, here's the thing. A billion people didn't, but Lucille Ball did.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Rob Lowe.
And it's got some good music moments. You guys were, there's a radio scene, you and your son, you're listening to My Morning Jacket, Run It comes on. Again, they're from hometown here, so I loved hearing that. But just those musical moments, I should also bring up too. This is the book that I'm reading now. You had Jan Winter on literally the podcast.
Oh, that's like, so doing the podcast is so fun for me. I love talking to people, but like having Jan on is why I do it. Cause I get to nerd out, and cause I'm a music of a certain era. Mm-hmm. I'm a music nerd. When I had Lindsey Buckingham on from Fleetwood Mac, like when I get to do the music, John Fogerty I had on, I love that. And Jan's book is amazing. And he was a great guest.
Well, here I am surrounded by posters of REM and Bowie, and I'm listening to you all talk. And my only addition in that was, you know, you all were hitting on the Central Park show with Simon and Garfunkel. And I know this is blasphemous, but I prefer the Paul Simon solo in Central Park that came out about 10 years later. That there's some power in the people on that one.
Does Artie sing? Did Artie make an appearance in that at all?
He does make an appearance, but it's mostly Paul. Paul does a lot of the solo work on that one and some of the old tunes.
Is that the one where there's the amazing version of Only Living Boy in New York?
When he sings Sounds of Silence at the end and the whole crowd erupts and the 10,000 people maybe more aligned, like hair raising. It's one of the great.
I got the good. Okay. I know I'm going to be YouTubing tonight.
Check that out. Well, back on the doggone then, you know, we're talking about, you know, people rising up like that and the power of the people that goes in on this. The other side of the story, as you mentioned, of course, is, you know, father and son that you do play so well. There's even moments of that in the show you're doing right now with 911 Lone Star. And I was thinking it's like for as long as you've been doing this and growing up on camera and having those iconic roles, do you see your younger self in these roles as well now that you're on the other side, now that you're the dad?
Oh yeah, I do. I mean, you're right. I've lived almost every chapter of growth, not only on camera, but through the characters. And just talking about music, I'm a huge Springsteen fan. And one of the things I love about Bruce is he writes about what he's going through. Mm-hmm. And that's what speaks to him. And so to play in Doggone, a father having a son who's now out of college and got to figure out his life. That's what I live. That's what I was living then. And so it just completely resonates in a way for me that's real and means something. It means something to me. And if you can get to that place, start from that place as an actor, half the work is done.
Well, and especially as so many actors talk about taking stuff from their life. I mean, the way you even talk about your family life in the book and your son's like, I have to imagine there's a little bit of that well that you're able to pull from as well.
For sure. I mean, I have a big speech in the show where I talk about being proud of the kid. And I'm playing a dad who is not the kind of dad that says that. And, you know, it's very easy to just picture my own son and talk to my own son and the stuff comes up and you get what you get. And it again, it's why I think the movie is really special.
Well, my son is now 15, and I couldn't have seen this at a more perfect time. I'll say that.
Oh, great.
That's definitely helping with that as well. So, you know, I'll hit on, you know, some of those too, because, you know, as we talk, as I ask you about, you know, seeing your old characters in that, when you look back in moments like this, do you find that there are characters that you would like, are there characters that you would want to return to? Because not everybody gets times for sequels or anything like that. But do you have those in the past? Does that work like that for you as an actor?
Yeah, I did a movie called Bad Influence with James Spader. It's very well received, but not a hit at all. I would love to do a sequel of that character. You know, like I said, Eddie Nero, Californication. I love that character. Sam Seaborn, West Wing. I will always play him. We did a reunion, I think, for HBO Max last year. That was super fun. There are just some that are timeless. You know, there's some that you just feel you're always going to feel connection to, and you're always going to feel like it's just so fun to do.
Well, as someone who considers West Wing to be the greatest television show of all time, especially seeing you and Lisa Edelstein work together in Lone Star again, like there's some parallel universe where I'm like, yeah, what could have been?
I know, right? That is weird when you work with actors who you've worked with in something else and you can't help but bring some of that in underneath it, you know, and Lisa's a perfect example of it. She was my very first scene in West Wing. Ever.
Right there. Right at the beginning. I'll quickly ask or congratulate you anyway with Lone Star getting the fourth season. I know that's about to happen. And for an actor, what is it like to take on a character like that for so long? And I guess I'm asking in contrast to something like The West Wing, because with a situational drama like this, like, I don't know, do you have to get creative when you're getting the depth there? And I only say in that, in the sense of like, there's going to be a disaster, you know?
Yeah.
It's all the time.
Yeah. I mean, which is makes it super fun to come to work, because you literally don't know on any given day what's going to happen on Lone Star. So I love that. I love, you know, it could be hanging out of a plane at 50,000 feet. It could be a wildfire. It could be, you just don't know. So that keeps it fresh for me. And I love playing, bringing to life real heroes, the first responders. You know, they're out there, they're all underpaid. They're doing their, literally saving our lives. So being able to embody that week after week after week and being, you know, able to tell those stories, that doesn't get old for me. It doesn't. I mean, I thought long and hard before I signed on to it, because I knew it could be a show that ran for a long time. And I was like, am I going to want to explore this for a long time? And between the action, the physicality, the challenges, the actual, like, I get this crap beaten out of me on that show. Keeps me going. And then being able to play real heroes keeps me going.
I love watching it. And Rob, you got a real hero going on Doggone. Again, just love keeping up with what you do. And so thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. I hope we can talk more music next time, especially some Bruce and everything like that.
Let's do a full music only. Let's do a Yacht Rock special. Let's get down.
I would love it. Thank you so much. Congratulations on Doggone and all your latest success.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My thanks to Rob Lowe. Doggone, out now on Netflix. 911 Lone Star, just starting its fourth season as well. And maybe we'll see some more Sam Seaborn in the future. Who knows? Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode in the series. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. Again, it's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at all the usual spots, iTunes and Apple Podcasts. It's Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, because that's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. Song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. consequence.org. And of course, Consequence has your music and film news, and you can find me on the social media spots. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.